Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Tonight, I thought I would mention briefly, we're going to talk about him at a later time, Gordon Parks, who directed Shaft, who's also a photographer for Life magazine. And today, he had a long-term love affair with Miss Gloria Vanderbilt. And today would have been her 97th birthday. And you know, Gloria Vanderbilt has been on the Dr. Zeus podcast before it went to the film podcast. So I thought, you know, let's have Gloria on. So if we can, seance her in. I haven't done that in a while, you know, and if we can there she is. Gloria Vanderbilt. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, you have woken me from a long, eternal nap. Oh, so you want to talk about Gordon Parks. A love affair that I like to keep private. No details. You understand, sweetheart. But I will say, I knew him. And when he was going to do Shaft, it was a moment.
Very interesting. Did you and him ever talk about the legacy of the film Shaft?
Many times. Because it was the early days of blaxploitation. I did not resume an affair with Gordon Parks until years later. As you know, from the 60s until the 70s, I was married to Wyatt Cooper. You see, Gordon Parks was a revolutionary, a Renaissance man. There was no controversy because I never made public of it. People knew that I was in a relationship with him. Did I care what some wasps would think, that I was dating a black man? No. I'm Gloria Vanderbilt. I can have my cake and, you know, I live my life openly. I've had lesbian experiences. My son is a homosexual. You get the drift.
Did he ever meet Gordon Parks?
He did on many occasions, dear. You see, Gordon Parks did so much for media that people don't give him the recognition that he truly deserves.
Well, they gave you the recognition for the genes.
Oh, of course, in the Vanderbilt name. But I will say, in terms of an artistic eye, and it was evident that Gordon was going to go into filmmaking. He had such an extraordinary eye for photography. So iconic. He also dabbled in music.
And so tonight, as we just salute Gordon Parks, I mean, he lived a very long life. He was in his 90s when he died.
Yes, and we were in a relationship. We were in a very central, very loving and a lot of freedom in this relationship. And that's all I can say about it. But we did have those conversations about Shaft and his photography, his place in the world.
Do you ever feel that he regretted Shaft?
At first, no, because then they coined it blaxploitation. And he and I, sweetheart, had many, many discussions about art. And he was one of the best.
Thank you, Gloria Vanderbilt. And so, you know, Gordon Parks, I mean, we've all, Richard Roundtree, Isaac Hayes doing the music. Come on. You know, that Shaft is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm talking about Shaft. then we can dig it. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. Yeah. What an extraordinary film by an extraordinary director. I think that was his first feature film, which was Shaft. And then you've got Isaac Hayes, who went on to win an Oscar for, you know, the song Shaft. An iconic moment. You know, if we could dive a little more deeper into Mr. Gordon Parks, because I feel that within cinema, you know, when you've made a splash like that, and he truly made a splash, and, you know, when we say Gordon Parks, I mean, you know, born November 30th, 1912, died March 7th, 2006, the age of 93, was an American photographer, musician, writer, and film director who became prominent in the U.S. documentary photojournalism in the 1940s through the 1970s, particularly in issues of civil rights, poverty, and African Americans, and in glamour photography. Parks was the first African American to produce and direct major motion pictures, developing films relating to the experience of slaves and struggling Black Americans, and creating the blaxploitation genre. He is best remembered for his iconic photos of poor Americans during the 1940s, taken for a federal government project. For this photogenic essays for Life magazine, and as the director of the 1971 film, 50 years ago, Shaft, Parks also was an author, poet, and composer. Yeah, what an extraordinary icon, you know, commercial and civic photography, film. Here it is, Shaft, a 1971 detective film directed by Parks, starring Richard Roundtree as John Shaft, became a major hit that spawned a series of films that would be labeled as blaxploitation. The blaxploitation genre was one in which images of lower-class Blacks being involved with drugs, violence, and women were exploited for commercially successful films featuring Black actors and was popular with a section of the Black community. Parks' feel for settings was confirmed by Shaft, with its portrayal of the super cool, leather-clad Black private detective hired to find the kidnapped daughter of a Harlem racketeer. Parks also directed the 1972 sequel, Shaft's Big Score, in which the protagonist finds himself caught in the middle of rival gangs of racketeers. Parks' other directorial credits include The Super Cops, 1974, and Lead Belly, 1976. A biographical film of the blues musician Huddy Ledbetter. In the 1980s, he made several films for television and composed music and libretto for Martin, a ballet tribute to Martin Luther King Jr., which premiered in Washington, D.C. during 1989. It was screened on the national television on King's birthday in 1990. In 2000, homage, he had a cameo appearance in the Shaft sequel that starred Samuel L. Jackson in the title role as the namesake and nephew of the original John Shaft in the cameo scene. Parks was sitting playing chess when Jackson greeted him as Mr. P. What an extraordinary icon. Oh, here it is. For many years, Parks was romantically involved with Gloria Vanderbilt, the railroad heiress and designer. Their relationship evolved into a deep friendship that endured throughout his lifetime. Parks had four children, Gordon Jr., David, Leslie, and Tony. His oldest son, Gordon Parks Jr., whose talents resembled his father's, was killed in a plane crash in 1979 in Kenya, where he had gone to direct a film. Parks has five grandchildren. Malcolm X honored Parks when he asked him to be the godfather of his daughter, Kwabel Shabazz. Parks is referenced in Kendrick Lamar's music video for his song Element. In the music video, some of Parks' iconic photographs are transferred into movie vignettes. And so tonight, Dr. Seuss Film Podcast, we pay homage and give tribute to Mr. Gordon Parks, wherever you are. And Gloria Vanderbilt for just talking so sweetly about her friend and former lover. As always, unpleasant dreams.